राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे किशोर किशोरी जया किशोर किशोरी जया किशोर किशोरी जय जगन्नाथ जया बालदेव जया सुभद्रा जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमान हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वीरंत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमान हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्रीमद भागवतम ग्रंथ राज की जय All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutare Srimate Sankarshanda Sarikariti Nane Namo Prabhupada Nuga Prema Murti Kripatmane Gora Desha Vikarshat Uttama Bhakti Varshine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Personality of Godhead. eighth canto. Mm-hmm. withdrawal of the cosmic creations, in chapter 9, the Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti. So we've got 29 on the board, but that skips a couple of verses, so we'll chant this and then I'll back up and catch up. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, one should offer respectful obeisances unto Supreme Lord Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Yad yujjate suvasu karma manovachobir. Dehatmajadishu nribistada sat pritakshvat. Daireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritaktvat. Sarvasya tadbhavati mula nishechanam yat. Yadyujjate suvasu karma manova chobir. Dehatma jadishu nribistara satpritakvat. Taireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritakvat. Sarvasya tadbhavati mula nishechanam yat. Yad yujjate suvasu karma mano vachobir. Dehatma jadishu nribistada sat pritakvat. Taireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritaktvat. Sarvasya tadbhavati mula nishechanam yat. Yad yujjate suvasu karma manovachobir. Dehatma jadishu nribistada sat pritaktvat. Taireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritaktvat. Sarvasya tadbhavati mulla nishechanam yat. Yad yujjate suvasu karma manobi chobir. Dehadma jadishu nribistada sat pritaktvat. Taireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritaktvat. Sarvasya tadbhavati mula nishechanam yat. Yad yujjate suvasu karma manovachobir. Dehatma jadishu nribistada sat pritaktvat. Taireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritaktvat. Sarvasya tadbhavati mula nishechanam yat. Yad yujjate suvasu karma manovachobir. Dehatma jadishu nribistada sat pritaktvat. तैरेव सद्भावति यत् क्रियते पृथक्त्वात्। सर्वस्य तद्भावति मूलनिषेचनं यत् यद्युज्यते सुवासु कर्म मनोवचोभिर् देहात्मजादिषु नृभिस्तदसत् पृथक्त्वात्। तैरेव सद्भावति यत् क्रियते पृथक्त्वात्। सर्वस्य तद्भावति मूलनिषेचनं यत् यद्युच्यते सुवासु कर्म मनोवचोभिर् देहात्मजादिषु नृभिस्तदसत् पृथक्त्वात्। तैरेव सद्भावति यत् क्रियते पृथक्त्वात्। सर्वस्य तद्भावति मूलनिषेचनं यत्।
So back up. Text 27, is that right? Yeah.
Pitapraye mrite devair bhagavan loka bhavanah pashyaitam asurendranam swamrupam jagrihe harihi.
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best friend and well-wisher of the three worlds. Thus, when the demigods had almost finished drinking the nectar, the Lord, in the presence of all the demons, disclosed his original form.
Text 28. Evam sura sura gana samadesha kala hetvarta karma matayopi pale vikalpaha tatramritam sura gana palam ajan Anja sapur yat pada pankaja raja shrayanam nadaitya.
Translation. The place, the time, the cause, the purpose, the activity, and the ambition were all the same for both the demigods and the demons. But the demigods achieved one result and the demons another. Because the demigods are always under the shelter of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, they could very easily drink the nectar and get its results. The demons, however, not having sought shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, were unable to achieve the result they desired.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, it is said,
Ye yata mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme judge who rewards or punishes different persons according to their surrender unto his lotus feet. Therefore, it can actually be seen that although karmis and bhaktas may work in the same place, at the same time, with the same energy, and with the same ambition, they achieve different results. The karmis transmigrate through different bodies in the cycle of birth and death, sometimes going upwards, sometimes downward, thus suffering the results of their actions in the karma chakra, the cycle of birth and death. The devotees, however, because of fully surrendering at the lotus feet of the Lord, are never baffled in their attempts. Although externally they work almost like the karmis, the devotees go back home, back to Godhead, and achieve success in every effort. The demons or atheists have faith in their own endeavors, but although they work very hard, day and night, they cannot get any more than their destiny. The devotees, however, can surpass the reactions of karma and achieve wonderful results even without effort. It is also said, palena parichiyate, one's success or defeat in any activity is understood by its result. There are many karmis in the dress of devotees, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can detect their purpose. The karmis want to use the property of the Lord for their selfish sense gratification, but a devotee endeavors to use the Lord's property for God's service. Therefore, a devotee is always distinct from the karmis, although the karmis may dress like devotees. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, yajñartat karmanonyatra loko yam karma bandhanaha. One who works for Lord Vishnu is free from this material world, and after giving up his body, he goes back home, back to Godhead. A karmi, however, although externally working like a devotee, is entangled in his non-devotional activity, and thus he suffers the tribulations of existence. Thus, from the results achieved by the karmis and devotees, one can understand the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts differently for the karmis and jnanis than for the devotees. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita therefore says, Krishna bhakta nishkama ata eva shanta, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. The karmis who desire sense gratification, the jnanis who aspire for the liberation of merging into the existence of the Supreme, and the yogis who seek material success and mystic power are all restless, and ultimately they are baffled. But the devotee who does not expect any personal benefit and whose only ambition is to spread the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is blessed with all auspicious results of bhakti yoga without hard labor. And today's verse, Yadyujjate suvasu karma manovachobir dehatma jadi shunribistadasat pritaktvat taira taireva sadbhavati yat kriyate pritaktvat sarvasya tadbhavati mula nishechanam yat. So we'll skip the word for word because it's short time today. The translation, in human society, there are various activities performed for the protection of one's wealth and life by one's words, one's mind, and one's action, but they are all performed for one's personal or extended sense gratification with reference. All these activities are baffled because of being separate from devotional service. But when the same activities are performed for the satisfaction of the Lord, the beneficial results are distributed to everyone, just as water poured on the root of a tree is distributed throughout the entire tree. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the distinction between materialistic activities and activities performed in Krishna consciousness. The entire world is active, and this includes the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, and the bhaktas. However, all activities except for those of the bhaktas, the devotees, end in bafflement and a waste of time and energy. Mogasha moga karmano moga jnana vichetasaha. If one is not a devotee, activities, his knowledge, are all baffled. A non-devotee works for his personal sense gratification and for the sense gratification of his family, society, community, or nation. But because all such activities are separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are considered asat. The word asat means bad or temporary, and sat means permanent and good. Activities performed for the satisfaction of Krishna are permanent and good. But asat activity, although sometimes celebrated as philanthropy, altruism, nationalism, thisism or thatism, will never produce any permanent result and is therefore all bad. Even a little work done in Krishna consciousness is a permanent asset and is all good because it is done for Krishna. And the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is everyone's friend, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, even a little work done in Krishna consciousness is a permanent asset and is all good because it is done for Krishna, the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is everyone's friend, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only enjoyer and proprietor of everything, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Therefore, any activity performed for the Supreme Lord is permanent. As a result of such activities, the performer is immediately recognized. Nachatasman Manusye Shukaschin Me priya krittamaha. Such a devotee, because of false knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is immediately transcendental, although he may superficially appear to be engaged in materialistic activities. The only distinction between materialistic activity and spiritual activity is that material activity is performed only to satisfy one's own senses, whereas spiritual activity is meant to satisfy the transcendental senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By spiritual activity, everyone factually benefits, whereas by materialistic activity, no one benefits, and instead one becomes entangled in the laws of karma. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Lord Incarnates as Mohini Murti. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness, ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. So this is a really heavy section. Prabhupada is really very succinctly pointing out the difference between materialistic activities and devotional activities, and really there's only one factor in that, is whether you're doing it for yourself or you're doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. Bas, that's it. The activities may be the same, mentality, the ambition, as described between the demons and the demigods. They had the same actions, same purpose, same ambition, and yet Lord Vishnu was on their side. And therefore, they got to drink the nectar and the demons didn't. So, devotional service, well, let me say, in these two purports, long purports that I read, Prabhupada has quoted many verses from Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita is basically our 101, but they're the words of Krishna himself. So in one sense, they are non-different from Krishna. And because Krishna is complete, his words are complete. And if you take shelter of Krishna's words, then you have complete shelter and you get complete knowledge too. So it's a very good action to get to know Krishna is to read Bhagavad Gita very regularly. A lot of times I listen to lectures by Vaisheshika Prabhu out of Silicon Valley in Northern California. Very nice lectures, and he recommends, not for himself, but it's recommended actually by Lord Shiva, is that one read a chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, and therefore if you analyze it, if you read a chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, there's 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita in the Bhagavad Gita. So in 180 days, which is half a year, you would read the Bhagavad Gita 10 times and 20 times in a year. And that's, you get to know Bhagavad Gita really good if you read it 20 times. Yeah. This is, you know, you can read Sanskrit or just the English or both of them. Of course, one should not neglect the purports of Prabhupada either, because takes them apart and analyzes them and makes it pertinent to what our time, the era that we're living in. So the beginning of devotional service for all of us is hearing. There's 9 processes of devotional service. Can anybody name the nine processes of devotional service? Whatever. Bengali, if you want. Yeah, very good. Jai Baladev. But it begins with Chavanam. And Chavanam, well, I want to read something for you here. I've read it before, but it's really profound. Of course, we're listening, we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. That's part of the process that Srila Prabhupada has given to us. And this process of hearing the Bhagavatam from an authorized source, pure devotee, it purifies our heart. Srinvata Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Ridyanta Stohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Shuritsatam. By regularly attending classes on the Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotee, everything that's inauspicious in the heart is cleared away. Well, that was a different verse. But the Supreme Lord who sitteth in the heart, who sees the sincere attempt of the devotee to hear his glories, he purifies the heart of the devotee. So this is, by hearing, our heart becomes purified. And we can engage in the other processes. We can learn, first of all, how to engage in the other processes and then engage ourselves in that process for the pleasure of the Supreme. And by giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord, we all get pleasure too. Just like watering the root of a tree nourishes the whole tree. So Krishna is the root of all existence, and by watering or offering service to the root of all existence, the source of all that be, then everything is nourished. And another analogy that's given in the Shastras is that by giving food to the stomach, then the whole body is nourished. What I wanted to read here concerns hearing. I read a couple weeks ago. The progressive development of the chanting of the holy name. Because chanting the holy name, well, it's my favorite activity. It's also the central activity for this Hare Krishna movement. After all, it's been called the Hare Krishna movement for a reason. Is because we chant Hare Krishna so much. We're well known for chanting Hare Krishna, and to the point where other people are, even Mayavadis are imitating, trying to. Jai Shankar Pandit Prabhu Hare Krishna. Please give me your blessings, Prabhu. So, this is from Sri Chaitanya, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is the first book I ever read. A bona fide spiritual master chants the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the transcendental sound vibration enters into the ear of the disciple. In other words, the disciple hears. And if a disciple follows in the footsteps of his spiritual master and chants the holy name with similar respect, in other words, following in the footsteps of his guru, he actually comes to worship the transcendental name. So this is how we worship the holy name. It's by following in the footsteps of our acharyas. And we're so blessed that we have so many recordings of Prabhupada chanting many times. That we can hear, even though he's not physically present before us, still his sound vibration is present and we can hear it, and it can enter into our ears, purify our heart, teach us how to chant properly and worship the holy name. When the transcendental name is worshipped by the devotee, the name himself spreads his glory within the devotee. In other words, we become enlivened, blissful. This is coming from the holy name. and we become purified. When a devotee is perfectly qualified in chanting the transcendental vibration of the holy name, in other words, perfectly qualified means chanting on the platform of Shuddhanam, or the pure holy name. So there's three levels. There's Namaparada, which is offensive chanting, and then those of us that are trying to clear out the anarthas from our heart, we are on the Shuddha Abbas, or the shadow of the holy name. And according to Haridas Thakur, that's sufficient to give liberation. But we should strive to be on the platform of Shuddhanam, or to be perfectly qualified in chanting the holy name. Because Shuddhanam, the fruit of Shuddhanam, is not just liberation, it's love of God, prema. And that's the highest objective of existence. When a devotee is perfectly qualified in chanting the transcendental vibration of the holy name, he is quite fit to become a spiritual master and to deliver all the people of the world. The chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it gradually establishes its supremacy above everything else in the world. The devotee who chants it becomes transcendentally situated in ecstasy, and sometimes laughs, cries, and dances in ecstasy. So this is a really profound instruction by Srila Prabhupada. It's there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Of course, this is based on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So by hearing from a bona fide source, a transcendentally qualified guru, and having the sound vibration of the holy name come into our hearts, into our ears and into our hearts, and we begin to worship in that same mood of worship and respect, then the holy name alone himself purifies our heart, and we become blissful. And ourselves, we become qualified. So this movement is destined, it's created by Srila Prabhupada to create that class of devotees who chant the pure holy name and who can influence by their sound vibration the whole world. And I think you'll agree with me, the whole world is in dire need of a little bliss. So about a couple years ago, I ran into this nice verse, and I lament that I didn't have the presence of mind to note down who was the author. But he's giving in Sanskrit instructions on how to chant the holy name, and it's really nice. And you can apply it either in kirtan or in japa. And basically, I'm paraphrasing it in English, he says, you chant Hare Krishna twice, you chant Krishna twice, you chant Hare twice, you chant Hare Rama twice, you chant Rama twice, and you chant Hare twice. And that was the mantra. It's very interesting. But if you chant in that way, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it has a way of channeling the mind and focusing it. And you see the different sections. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Try it sometime. Think about this sometime. I really wish I knew who, if I, you know, I didn't pay attention. I just read it and I said, wow, that's nice, I'll try that. But I lost it. I don't know where it came from. If anybody knows where it came from, I'd really appreciate it. It'd help me out that way. But it's really, I read so many things, you know, some of it online, some books, many books Prabhupada's written. I'm not sure where it came from. It might have been in the Padjavali by Rupa Goswami, I don't know. But anyway, it's a very nice way of focusing the mind on the chanting. So it's almost time, and I had so many other things I'd like to share with you, but there's no time, so I'll just open it up for discussion and reflections. Jai Baladev Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prima Bhati Prabhu. One of the first statements you opened up with is the criteria for whether we're serving the Lord is whether we're doing it for ourselves.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying. Is that on?
Hello, it's on, yeah.
Oh.
You were mentioning that your first statement in the opening class is that basically we do two activities, either for ourselves or for the Lord, even as devotees. You know, of course the Lord knows our intention. And so as far as that statement is concerned, my question is related to this statement that Prabhupada makes in verse 28 in his purport. Prabhupada says, one's success or defeat in any activity is understood by its result. So, of course, that reminds me, every time I hear a similar statement like that, always reminded of the story of, there's many stories in this regard, but the story of Hanuman and the spider. So, of course, Hanuman was helping Lord Ram build his bridge, and so was the spider. He was brushing dust. And Hanuman was thinking, you know, since I have results, I'm pleasing the Lord. And the spider doesn't have results, Lord. How do we keep this principle in mind? I mean, I brought this up so many times, but how do we keep this principle in mind is that whether we're performing Samsir Dira Hari Toshino, whether we're pleasing the Lord, is not always based on the results, but our consciousness. Because we can see that even in the material world, rich people who have so many results, they're still not happy, they're still envious. They're still, you know, always worried about people thinking, always vengeful. So they're not happy. So they have so many results, but still that doesn't mean they're pleasing the Lord or that they're happy. So how do we keep this in mind from being proud if we get results and from being very offensive if somebody else isn't getting results like the spider? So what are some things we could do to keep this in mind?
So just to paraphrase what you're saying, palena prichyate, you're saying is that success or failure of one's activity is determined by the results. And you were given the example of Hanuman and the spider. And the question is not, how do we not...
Any statements of the scripture that are contradictory.
Actually, I understand you better without the mic because there's so much reverb here. So
no, so the audience, that's why.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So that was essentially my question is that if we were to quote Prabhupada here, we may think, okay, this person doesn't have the results, so he's not pleasing the Lord. So can you just basically how to keep this?
Well, that's, you know, the results... That's not a correct statement that there's no result, so the Lord is not being pleased. Is not pleased by our activities. Because we see in Prabhupada, practically his whole life, he was not getting results. And, he got this spiritual master on the first meeting he had with him. In 1922, that he should, he's an educated gentleman and he should preach in English to the English-speaking world. But Prabhupada had to prepare himself. And even when he came to New York for the whole year, there was no result, you know. And then he was looking for a result from somewhere else, from the leaders. And what did he get? Well, he got 10th class hippies, you know, dirty, misbehaved, and addicted to all kinds of nonsense stuff. But that's what he got, and that's what he worked with, and that's what's built this new movement that's 50 years old now. The results are not up to us. We just have to perform the activity. And we have to depend on Krishna for the results. Krishna may want to give the results or he may withhold the results, you know, because he's got his own purpose. Maybe we need more purification in our heart. So We need to be detached from the result. We do our activity, whether the result comes or not. It's our duty. We do it, whether it's pleasing or difficult. We do our duty. Another point in regards to the spider and Hanuman. Hanuman was throwing mountaintops and into the water, and Lord Ramachandra was making them float, and the little spider was just throwing little dust. Lord Ramachandra appreciated the work of both because it was the devotion that he was looking at. And that's where really what we need to cultivate is the devotion in our heart. Try to develop the purity. Purity is the force. So the karmis, according to their karma, they may get big results, or they may not, you know. In any case, what they're doing is shrama. Shrama eva hi kevalam. It's useless. And it's interesting to point out that I heard this from Vaisheshika. It says, the opposite of shrama, or useless, is ashrama. And ashrama is brahmachari ashrama, grihastha ashrama, the vanaprastha ashrama. So these ashramas, that means not useless. Now, Hanuman was giving great results. He was performing great deeds according to his wonderful capacities. We may not all be on the level of Hanuman, but we have a certain capacity. So all we have to do is be who we are, whether we're a spider or a great monkey or a demigod or just a lowly sweeper in the street. We act according to our capacity, and we make our contribution. Now, just by making our contribution according to our capacity, then we're connected, and the Lord is pleased, whether we are a spider or a demigod. You know. Is that helpful? Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraja Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.